My guest at this time is Fred Gedridge. He's a former State Department and Defense Department official. He's a foreign policy analyst, and he's recently written on a number of important topics, the latest of which is the situation with the girls being kidnapped in Nigeria by the group Boko Haram of radical Islamists. And you can read his pieces at the Washington Times and National Review, among other places. Fred, it's always good to have you with us.
Greg, delighted to be with you today.
One of the big things here that has happened over the last two, 3 days is the revelation that when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, there were efforts to label Boko Haram as an international terrorist organization, and the State Department under her leadership decided not to do that. Ultimately, last year, under Secretary of State John Kerry, that designation was made. What do you make of Secretary Clinton's decision not to do that?
Well, I'm not a big fan of Secretary Clinton. I don't think she has many major accomplishments during her tenure at State. But in this particular case, if you look at the criteria that's used to judge a foreign organization as a terror group by the State Department, it's whether or not they're a foreign organization. Certainly, Boko Haram qualifies in that regard. Does it engage in terrorist activity? Yes, it does. And the third one's the one that probably held her up somewhat, and that's whether or not the group is a threat to the U.S. citizens and the interest of the United States, the security interest. And in that case, I think it gives her an out because all three criteria should be met.
And so what do you make of the fact that John Kerry then did approve it?
Well, he went the other way. See, we do have an embassy there, and it's well-staffed, and a case could be made that our diplomats are in danger. And that could apply anywhere in Africa and many parts of the world, for that matter.
In terms of how the State Department negotiates this or considers this, how many people are involved with the consideration of a terrorist organization? Is it ultimately just up to the Secretary of State, or is there quite a bit of back and forth in discussing all this?
No, there's a counterterrorism office within the Department of State, and that counterterrorism office collects all the information, then it's staffed up the chain of command to the Secretary of State. Penultimate authority rests with the Secretary of State. She can add or take groups off the list, not only her, but Secretary Kerry now, and the other Secretary of State before them. And that's according to U.S. law.
Obviously, we all want to see these girls safely return to their families, but what do you think the U.S. role ought to be here? Do we have a place, if we're invited in by the Nigerian government, to put troops on the ground here? Where should this be on our list of priorities?
I think we got to be very careful and fully comprehend the situation. What we're dealing with is a complicated situation. Nigeria is the population-wise, the largest country in Africa, 177 million. There's 250 ethnic groups. About 50% of the population are Muslims, and it happens to have a Christian leader now. And with a Christian as president, I think that creates complications because Islam is marching throughout the country. Boko Haram is just a spinoff of that problem.
The latest we've heard from this Boko Haram group is that they're potentially willing to hand over these girls who they showed in a video allegedly converting to Islam in exchange for their own fellow terrorists here in a prisoner swap. Is that something that you suspect the Nigerian government will be willing to do because of the PR of potentially losing these girls coming home, or how do you expect that to work out?
Well, the modus operandi of the Boko Haram group and the group they're tied to, that would be Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, is they kidnap for ransom, and in this case, it would be people. And in the case of getting those poor kidnapped girls out of the clutches of that terror group, I think they would be willing to almost do anything. Be mindful that, according to the State Department, what we're not talking about is a large group in, or membership in that Boko Haram group, terror group. It's the State Department says it's hundreds to a few thousands.
Fred, last question. One of the things that we've seen since the report that Boko Haram was considering selling these girls essentially into sexual slavery, never to be seen again, most likely by their families, we've seen this online social media effort with the hashtag Bring Back Our Girls. Some have said that this has been effective in getting more attention, not only of the public, but also leaders like Michelle Obama and people of actual office-holding status inside the administration. Others say this is just about celebrities making themselves feel good, and ultimately no one's really going to listen to all this. And so, as George Will put it over the weekend, it's an exercise in self-esteem. As a longtime diplomat, what's your take on that?
One has to look at it with a critical eye, and in my opinion, I believe anything to get people out of the clutches of kidnappers is a good thing, even if it's something like that. But we got to be careful of it. It's not a wag the dog effort, something where celebrities and everyone else hops in on to make themselves feel good, and nothing really positive happens. What Nigeria is facing is a long-term problem that is not going to be resolved in the near term.
Fred, we'll leave it there for now. Very difficult situation, as you've explained. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you later.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Fred Gedrich is a former State Department and Defense Department official. He's a foreign policy analyst. His writings on the Nigeria crisis can be found in the Washington Times and National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.